This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Okay, so, United. Apologies have been made and remade, but still, that video is pretty hard to unsee. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore reports that yes, indeed, there was a better way to handle it, and other airlines do it all the time.
Airlines constantly have to move their crews around in order to get them to the planes and the flights they're assigned to. That's normal. It is also normal that flights that would take them there might occasionally be full. Not normal? Figuring that out after all the passengers are already on the plane and then removing them to make way for the crew.
It's known industry-wide that, of course, the fare-paying passenger takes priority.
Alex Macheras is an aviation analyst based in London.
I speak often with Lufthansa, the German airline, and their crew are constantly positioning around Europe because the flights are so full and they wouldn't dare to bump a passenger.
There is also a normal way of getting volunteers to get bumped. Pay them. Jim Corridor is airline equity analyst with CFRA.
If they do not reaccommodate you and get you to your destination within 2 hours, they have to give you 400% of your one-way fare.
United did not go above $1,000, which it could have if it had wanted to. When nobody volunteers to get bumped, there's a normal way of figuring out who should get bumped involuntarily.
Every airline must have a boarding priority listing.
Charlie Lioka runs Travelers United. This listing could be a ranking of when people checked in for the flight. It could be based on who's a frequent flyer or who paid the cheapest fare. According to passengers, United just picked people randomly.
This entire situation happened because of the incompetence of United's own management.
So in conclusion, yes, there were better ways of handling the situation. Lots and lots and lots of better ways. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.